Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Yeah, as a youngster, kids are always like rooting for a school closing, you know? So.
Yeah, for sure. I wish as an adult I would still get that. But yeah, apparently that doesn't happen as often when one works in healthcare or radio, I suppose, also must go on.
Yeah, we go with the show must go on. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, our question of the morning today is something I heard Governor Evers sent out his radio commentary, weekly radio commentary yesterday, picking up on Cheese Lovers Day, and he said his first job was scraping mold off cheese, and I thought that would be a good question in the morning. What was your first job?
Yeah, that is a good first. My first job was washing dishes at Hill Farm Restaurant here in Oosburg.
Okay. How old were
so
you?
That was,
How old were you?
15 when I started.
Okay.
Yeah, I started at 15. I mean, I mowed lawns and so forth before that, but that was my first real job, as it were. And so I moved up to a line cook and eventually a night manager there. And so that was, I always say that I probably have, in that position, cooked 25,000 eggs in my life.
Okay. So you held that job from 15 until how old?
I think 18, and then I'm trying to remember. I think one summer when I came back from college, I worked there again.
Okay.
And then switched more to a factory setting after that.
Yeah.
Well, what was your first job?
Yeah, I haven't shared mine. Yeah, similar in terms of cutting grass and shoveling snow, but had a paper route. But then at 16, did land at... For 3 months, I worked at McDonald's, but then I got a better offer at Potter's School and Library Service. So husband and wife, what do you know there? Books, huh? Potter's School and Library Service. So they were providing different books for schools and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
That would be a great job. I might still like that one.
I think Mr. Potter and Mrs. Potter have sold the business. All right. On to 40 years ago. But I'll tell you what, as a senior in high school, broke into radio and worked as a Bucks ball boy. So that was a pretty good gig, but that wasn't my first job.
Yeah, for sure.
Colossians 1:15, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before God made anything at all and is supreme over all creation. Rich and good stuff there.
Yeah, so in Letters to the Beloved, I said, my son Jesus is the essence of my glory. When you gaze upon him, you see me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's probably good for us to just think back, like, in the Old Testament, I mean, there's the build-up, the 400 years from Malachi to John the Baptist and Jesus. And so this is a huge deal. I mean, I'm going to say something. Tell me if you agree that God has always been like Jesus. Jesus has been like God. We just didn't know it to the degree we did until Jesus came on the scene, right?
Right, for sure. Someone asked on the Rabbit Room yesterday, which is a large online community. One of their kids was struggling with understanding, you know, saying, I like Jesus, but I don't understand God. And somebody, I think, rightly responded, you know, Jesus is a perfect picture of God. You know, he is, when we look at Jesus, we see God. And, you know, I think that's so important for us to gather that, they don't have two different personalities, right? I mean, they are, we see God in Jesus.
So thankfully there's something then that complicates that when we go, well, the Old Testament's kind of confusing to me then, but... Well, I guess we're out of time, so we can't have answered to that question. But anyhow, that's...
we will talk tomorrow then.
Yeah, we'll pick it up. All right, thank you, friend. We'll talk to you.
Very good.
Jason Cairns, again, referencing Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary he wrote that took 6 years to write. And, again, it's imagining in terms of that... God specifically kind of personalizing and saying, this is what I want you to get out of this. And so a great exercise to engage in. Started with them doing that with the book of James, and it expanded out to the other 26 books in the New Testament. You can acquire that. We've had various listeners here to the best 5 minutes of the day, and we'll wake up want to get a copy of that, and you can order it online through Amazon. And he's written other books like Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. Our question of the morning, born out of a statement that Governor Evers offers on Cheese Lovers Day, issued his weekly radio address yesterday afternoon. And he said, you know, I grew up here in the Badger State. My first job as a kid was scraping mold off of cheese.
Really?
And I thought, well, that would maybe make a good question in the morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. What was your first job?
Yeah, thinking back, a lot of times you think of summer jobs. Mm-hmm. If you had your first job in the winter, good on you. But again, you're out of school and finding something to make some money. Spencer from up in Hayward says he's still working the first job he's ever had. He says, I'm a logger. And he says, I run equipment. I've been working for 3 years and I'm 17. He says, I started at 14 because I'm working for my dad. So
yeah.
Pretty cool, Spencer.
There you go. Cliff also says cutting grass. Cutting grass, snow shoveling. I did work at McDonald's when I was 16 for a few months and then on to Potter's School and Library Services. So
okay.
Providing books for schools. So that was the next level for me.
Yeah, like a lot of folks, my first job was babysitting.
Mm.
So I enjoyed that. And again, there were some different people that you'd... And when you have no money coming in,
yeah.
Anytime, you know, you're like, please, work on sure. Your marriage. Go on dates because
yeah.
I need to get some income. So babysitting along with working in the dish room at Camp Fairwood. Now, I didn't do that for an entire summer, but I remember working there for a week. This is down in Westfield, Wisconsin, central portion of the state. And then they said, hey, could you come back the next week? So that was hot, sweaty, fast work working mm-hmm. in the dish room. But the people that I was around, and because to be honest, you know, it's a Bible camp. We weren't getting paid that much. But it was so much fun because of the people that I was working with. And I remember Nathan Wise was one guy. He made it so much fun because we would just be singing the entire time, working. I mean, grabbing the hot pans from out of the industrial dishwasher and then, you know, you're running the window. So all the kids are bringing up the scraping buckets and their plates and cups and silverware and you're sorting them all out. And the goal was to be able to clear that window, to keep it clear as the masses of kids are coming up, sort everything in the proper place. And if you were really good, which when I hit this incredible portion where I did have just, I mean, it was just like an NBA player scoring 50. I remember one time I could keep everything clear, even in the rush, and squeegee it so it would be perfectly clean on the stainless steel as well. So that was my first job.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
Then later, yeah, did some cashiering and things like that. But that's the first job that I remember best.
Good to break into the working world. And again, character development for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it is that time of week here on the WIB Wake Up Show where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the last week in terms of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We do that legwork for you. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
Now, this is interesting, Caleb. $60 million worth of pennies are lost every year.
$60 million? Oh, well, no sense dwelling on it. Some school districts where teachers are out with illness are actually asking parents to substitute teach.
Today, class, we'll be discussing the early 6th century to the 10th century, often called the early medieval period. We'll also be discussing why my son, who's in the fourth row, can't seem to get any of his laundry actually in the hamper.
Inquiring minds want to know.
According to a study, a third of 9-month-old babies are obese.
Well, no wonder it's impossible to stay on a treadmill when you're in footy pajamas. Scientists say ancient peoples still used makeup many thousands of years ago.
Yeah, but putting mud on your face didn't become really popular until someone put it in a jar and sold it for $150.
Isn't that the truth?
According to another survey, around 40% of Americans think God helps certain sports teams win.
Maybe next he could fix the Super Bowl halftime show? Research shows that if you feel younger than your actual age, you'll live longer.
So I guess on second thought, my family shouldn't be so upset over grandma getting her nose pierced.
I guess not.
And finally, it's Girl Scout cookie season, and there's a new app to help you find them.
The app is free, and you can download it directly to your waistline.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show. I feel like at some point we banned the term life hack, at least temporarily, from this show. So call it a pro tip, but you be the judge. Is this really really a pro tip. And the headline on the interwebs is, want to save $200 this year? And the answer for most of us, sure, why not? Well, researchers say backing off on using your clothes dryer could do just that, save you $200. They say, visit your favorite retail store or Amazon and ask for a clothes drying rack. The money you save could cover your phone bill for a few months. Simple, easy, save $200. I'm all for line-dried clothing. That's kind of how I grew up, taking stuff on and off the line. My mom did it forever for our huge family. So that's great, and I think it smells better line-drying. But during the winter, it really seems like the clothes dryer is a commodity that, at least in this state, it is really nice to have. I'm not really sure that I want my clothes having any dampness whatsoever when I put them on and go out into 14 to 17 below during mornings like this. But they say it could save you about $200 if you don't use the dryer. My only question, though, is if you don't dry the clothes, does that also mean that you don't have to fold them? Because then that might be a winning idea. Recapping in short form everything that went on this program this week, the WIB Wake Up Show Best of the Week. Hava puts it together for us. Here you go. Well, there are a lot of times when you have small children that they will develop names for things and you just wonder, where did they get that? But oftentimes, it becomes part of your vernacular and you like what they say better. Last night, my 4-year-old said a prayer for all the people in the world, including Africa, Asia, and Syrup.
Yeah.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
I mean, not so much us.
I think wishful thinking.
Hey, Susan.
Hi. It's so good to hear WWIB. You guys, it's good to hear your voices. It's even good to hear those MyPillow ads.
Right. It's the January bedding sale, Susan. I mean, it's something to behold.
We used to have a great dame named Liam, and I had picked up some 2-year-aged Gouda from that place, and he stole it off the counter and ate the whole thing, and I was really, really upset. Probably one of the few times I was upset with him. So
he knew it was really Gouda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That was kind of a cheesy joke, I guess.
That
so
was terrible.
All right.
It's 50 degrees right now, and everyone is bundled up like they're in the Arctic tundra.
Wow.
I mean, that's how, when you go to the beach, you can tell the visitors from the Floridians. The Floridians look like little Eskimos, you know, with the 50 degrees. And those of us who are used to it, we're trying to get a tan, right? So we just have T-shirts and shorts.
You know, yesterday was Winnie the Pooh Day, and we were taking Winnie the Pooh quizzes. Was it yesterday or the day? I don't know. It kind of blended one into another. But on the heels of that, Tammy does say, with Winnie the Pooh Day this week, I thought you'd appreciate this in the WIB Wake Up Show page. She says, my son asked me, where does poo come from? I was a little uncomfortable, but gave him an honest explanation. He looked a little perplexed and stared at me in stunned silence for a few seconds and asked, and Tigger?
I am south of Tampa, Sarasota, Bradenton area. Uh-huh. And I was doing a little research, and I think I understand why there seems to be a little bit of, I don't know, sometimes there's a little bit of edge when you talk to a local Floridian. And I realize it's because during the winter months, 1 million visitors come to
wow.
the state of Florida.
Everybody throngs.
So all of a sudden you want to go to Culver's and the line is around the block and people are driving so slowly and, you know, trying to take the right turn. And now, of course, because I've been here in the winters a few years, I'm like, come on, get going, Pops. Well, God, I'm the same.
Someone else says my 5-year-old calls the Green Jolly Ranchers lightsaber flavor.
I feel like that makes them taste better.
That's
what
creative.
Luke Skywalker would want.
Here's the thing you have to realize is that it is still real life, okay? We don't want to idealize this whole living in Florida. Granted, the weather is nice, uh-huh. but you still have your tasks. You still are missing people that you see all the time. So really, honestly, you can be content. And I know that's easy for me to say, but it is possible to just put some suntan lotion on or sunscreen on, smell that right there in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Turn on a bright light, stare at it, and you almost have the Florida experience with the people you love around you.
Someone else says, my kid says what she misses most about going to the movies is getting snacks from the confession stand.
I did play tennis. Yes, it's super... I'm not that good because, you know, it's been a little bit, but, you know, it's fun. And, oh, my gosh, you guys, the Canadians are so excited because they couldn't come last year because of travel restrictions.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, good shot, eh? You know, all the Canadians are playing tennis. And to listen to their, oh, my God. Of course, me being a mimic, I'm like, oh, yeah, good shot, eh?
This parent says, my child has been carrying a small notebook around all day. She opens it, writes small scribbles, and quickly closes it back up. She's calling it her secret diarrhea.
Oh.
Not diary, but we sure miss you.
Uh-huh. Aw. I miss you guys. There's nobody like you down here.
This is the first time I've talked to you since, like, right after Christmas. And I'm like, man, I missed her.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And I haven't lost that 10 pounds. I thought, oh, it'll just melt right off running around Florida.
Hi, this is Kaden, and I like Parmesan cheese on my spaghetti. Bye. Love you.
We love you too, Kaden. And we love everybody, as Peabod is reminding us. It's great to hear Susan, the week that was the best of the week, thanks to Havel.